Welcome to the Chill Zone, with DJ Square and Lady J, the smooth operator.
Gotcha. Well, check it out, y'all. We're here, like I said, we're here at the airport. We're going to be taking off here shortly. But we got the manager, Sean Sparks, Sean's for Sarks in here. And then also we got my man, Russell.
Yes, sir.
We're getting ready to take off in a little bit. You're listening to us here on the Chill Zone with your man, DJ Square, not and.
And your girl, Lady J, y'all already know. The smooth operator is in the building and I'm operating smoothly.
Yes, yes. They just sent us a note telling us to buckle up. We're going to buckle up and we get ready to take that lift off here shortly, y'all. Yes, yes. All right. They telling us we can go now. So we gonna go head on and take off for y'all. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we doing right now, y'all. We're in the air. We getting ready to get up to 34,000 feet. Talk to our man, Russell. Learn about my brother and what he's doing and where he's going. And I'm going to tell you what, I got this joint, Melodies. You got to hear that. Ladies, let me tell you. I won't say any more about it. But before we talk to him, we're going to talk to his manager. My man, Sean Sparks. Yeah, and I'm messing up his name, but that's all right. Let's just call him Sean. How about that? Sean Sparks is in the house. So welcome.
What's going on, my brother?
How's everything going with you guys, man?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. We're blessed.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I got a chance to really work with you a little bit and see what you got going on this past weekend, man.
Yes, sir.
That was good. That's good.
Being out there helping us out, brother.
Yes, yes. Tell us about your spot, man. Tell us about your spot.
Okay, I've got a cigar lounge. It's a cigar and talent room. And at that spot, I just usually like rent it out as an event space rental. And also we put on live comedy shows and live showcases, music showcases.
Nice, nice. Now tell us about this young gentleman here to your right. How did this come about?
Okay, well, to make a long story short, I had Ugly Money Nietzsche and Ugly Money Records over at my cigar lounge doing a showcase. They came through. They had a lot of the young guys that want to get into the industry over at the building. Sorry about that. They over at my building. And so, you know, I'm watching these young talents on stage and I'm admiring the sounds and their intensity and their passion, you know. So I'm expecting someone to get a you know, some kind of contract off of the situation, right, you know? So right. I'm sitting there, I'm in my spot, I'm watching them. It's like, yeah. So then when it's all over, they pack up,
right,
get out of there, you know?
Right.
But this one young man caught my attention. He handed me out a CD and I hadn't had a CD in so many years. It's like, dang, this guy's still handing out CDs. I like that. So I told, yeah, you know, I said, I appreciate that, young man.
Bring back a little bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, a little nostalgia, you know. So after it was all said and done, and I'm cleaning up my spot, I noticed the CD sitting on the table. So I'm like, okay, well, they left that diamond sitting right there. And checked it out, listened to it. And this one track number 5, had this phenomenal voice on it. Just a phenomenal voice, bro. And once I heard it, I was just like, you know, I got to work with this young man. You know, and I reached out to the gentleman who gave me the CD, KG. KG plugged me with Russell, and it's been pretty much history ever since. Signed both of those young men, and I just expect a lot for this young man right here.
Cool beans, cool beans. Well, that's you know what? I always say that God works in mysterious ways.
Yes, sir. I agree,
you
brother.
Know what I mean? Mm-hmm, you I got agree. A CD. First of all, had they come in there and just given you a flash drive, it probably would have been one of them things where you just put it on your desk because
right.
you get 1,000 flash drives, right?
Yep.
But somebody come and give you a CD, something about that CD is going to make you think and be like, wait a minute, hold up. I ain't, like you said, I ain't seen a CD in forever. So let me go ahead on and take this and hold on to it. Let me put this away a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Put that away.
Exactly.
And then what happens there? You say, you know, while you're riding or maybe while you're sitting back chilling, like you say, you know what? Let me pull this CD out exactly and see what it's about.
Exactly what
and that's about. Exactly. Man, you know, I tell you, I'm a big believer in that. And I'm a big believer in that people are put in places at a specific time. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And when they are put in those specific places at that specific time, that's when you know you're going to have something.
I agree.
So that's a beautiful, beautiful thing, man.
I agree, my brother.
So it's truly, truly a pleasure to have you here, Sean.
Yes, sir.
And we got my man Russell here. And we're going
to step out of the way.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sean said he's going to step out of the way for a little bit. But yeah, and also we got another young lady in the studio. We would be remiss if we didn't say hello. If you want to come in, at least say hello to us. Yes, indeed. Tell us who you are.
Hello. My name is Quiata. I'm just the girlfriend right now.
Oh, okay.
Not just a girl. She's a queen. She also has virtual services. She has a business. She's a virtual assistant. If you guys need any type of help with that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful thing. That's very good to know. And we want to welcome you as well. We definitely want to welcome you. Indeed. So the man.
What's happening?
Let me tell you, man. You know what? Sean said, this is another funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sean and I met off of total coincidence.
Yeah.
I called actually for the event that they had this past weekend to find out about the venue so that we could actually be prepared for my wife because my wife was DJing the event.
Right.
So me, DJ Square Knot, I love to make sure that my setups are right. And, you know, my wife is starting to get into it. I'm teaching her. So this was one of her first public gigs.
Right.
So we get to talking. And he says, I say, man, I was just calling to talk about the size of the place and what I need to bring and everything. And then he said something about music.
Mm.
And he said, you know, I said, I manage artists. I said, well, what kind of artists do you manage? And he said, well, I got, you know, R&B artists. And I said, tell me more. Tell me more.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I got this artist, man. He is fire, man. And I said, really? I said, I get a lot of artists to send me stuff, and I would really love to take a listen to your music.
Right.
And then I told him, I said, I'm DJ Square now from the Chill Zone with mm-hmm. Lady J and the Smooth Operator. And he said, oh, snap. He said, Janine's sister? I said, yeah. And I said, that's Lady J, Jocelyn. Yeah. He said, oh, man. He said, man, I've been wanting to connect with you, man.
Yeah.
And I said, well, send me the music.
It happened, man. Mysterious ways. It's crazy.
And,
like
yeah. That. And I said, I sent it. So he said, man, he said, you know what? I'm going to send you something. And then what I want you to do, he said, I'll call you back in 10 minutes.
Right.
He sent me the music. And I was sitting there. And I saw your live performance
right.
at the spot. Then I was like, okay. He got that thing, you know? And then I was like, he sent me, he said, nah, he says, but that second track is the one I want you to listen to.
Mm.
And that was Melodies.
Right.
And I was like, yo. Yo. Yeah. So I'm done talking about right, all right. the coincidence
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
But what I want people to know is, who is Russell? Who are you? Where you're from? Where you're about? What encouraged you? What intrigued you the most to get into the business? And then finally, tell us about Melodies.
Okay. Well, I'm Russell. I'm from Nash County, North Carolina, Rocky Mount, Nashville area. You know, music just been part of my life. You know what I'm saying? My whole life, you know. Been in the choir as a little child. I ain't really chase gospel like that, but, you know, it's always been like, you know, singing and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's the roots always.
Yeah, always, you know. And
Big Mama made it sure.
Yeah, grandma, yeah, you already know what time it is. But yeah, I was always bashful at first, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a kid, I never really wanted to sing in front of, like, as you know, when you in the choir, somebody got a lead, you know. I was always, nope, I'm in the back, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, as I progress and like I actually, you know people keep telling you, you know, like, yo, you got a gift. So mm-hmm. I kind of like say, you know what, I'm gonna pursue it. Like, it took me a while. It took me to like I got to college to like really like realize like I can do something with this.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I can imagine what it was like when you were in college and they started recognizing your talents. Yeah. You were probably walking down the hall and be like, yo, Russell, give me a note, man.
Or better. It's really how it went, though.
Or otherwise, you got your homies that go, man, check it out, man. I need you to be my wingman tonight. Yeah. I just need you to sing a little something for me. Just a little something.
Yeah, for real. It really be like that, though, man. Like, you know, they try to put you on the spot real quick. We get around, you know, some girls or whatever. Yeah. You know how I go.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, as far as, like, melodies go, that was a song that I had recorded for my album in 2019 called King of Hearts. So it was like, I don't know. It's like I had forced. That was, like, one of the last songs that mm-hmm. I had recorded to put up there. So it was a 7-song EP. That was like the 7th one that I had recorded, you know uh-huh. what I'm saying? But it was like I was pressuring myself because I had threw an album release party uh-huh. In Rocky Mount on August 31st. Like, I didn't record that song until like the 16th, you know what I'm saying? So it was I'm glad, you know, I kind of put myself through that to get that out, though.
Well, that's good. That's really good. Shout out to Rocky Mount, North Carolina, y'all.
2-5, man.
Yes, indeed. Shout out. That's a fact. And we're talking about melodies. And what I would love to do is get into melodies.
Okay.
Right? And when get into melodies after that, just tell me the vibe to it. What was your process when you were thinking about that song? And the whole deal there. So I'm gonna drop it in there,
mm-hmm.
and then afterwards, after we listen to it, because I played it last Monday. I will say this: full disclaimer. I played this last Monday, uh-huh. man, and the Mixcloud was all fire. If let me tell you, if the Mixcloud could have came to life, we would have burnt down everything. Up
it would have been flames everywhere. They were jamming to melodies.
Fire, yeah, I love that.
So they really enjoyed the song, and I was like, cool, I'm glad you guys really enjoyed it because this gentleman is going to be flying with us next week.
Definitely. So, we in the sky.
Yes, indeed. So I'm going to get into it right now, and we'll go from there.
All right.
You're listening to The Chill Zone with your man DJ Square Knot and Lady J, the smooth operator, and we got Russell in the house.
You got it right.
Oak 93.5. WRLYLP
Raleigh. Why you smile when no one's at work, when no one's there around? Pound for pound, round after round, love the way you sound me, you make me melody. La 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 la
even let yourself to trees leave. Lay it down and let your feet kiss. Have you singing like an auto? Victoria, you coming out though? Ooh, take your breath away like it's something I can prove. Baby, ride it slow like she on the
avenue. Yeah. I tell you, it's fire, man.
Yeah.
It's fire. It's fire. It's, man, I'm gonna tell you, you got my screen smoking over here, man.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad you rock with it, man. For real, it's one of my favorites, honestly.
Yes. Yes. I know that just feels so good. Don't that feel so good to you all? Yes, indeed. My man, Rissell, Melodies. Yeah. Make sure you check that out.
King of Hearts EP everywhere.
Yeah, and guess what? Ladies, we were talking about it today. We were talking about, I was trying to make this show all about you. This makes it even more special. Makes it even more special because this song came from King of Hearts. What hearts you think he talking about, right? He talking about you, ladies. Yes, indeed. Want to get out here and make sure that you got some good music to listen to, some good stuff to just vibe to.
100%.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That is what it is. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, Melodies. When we talk about Melodies and you got that vibe there, I'm going to tell you, I told Sean, I said, yo, I'm going to be honest with you. He got that Tank vibe.
I hear that a lot.
You could be, you and Tank on stage.
Yeah.
Man. you don't need nobody else but you two.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sell the whole show out.
That sell the whole show out. You and Tank, man. And you know, you guys can knock that out, man, and just have a blast. Have a blast with it.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I was sitting there. I was like, yeah, I see you going places, bro.
I appreciate it.
I see you going places. Your music, your voice, everything is there. And what I really love about your voice is that just in hearing you talk, your voice is natural. Your song voice is natural. I can hear it.
Yeah.
My ears are sonically trained. So I can hear it, and which is extra. You're not having to push and force, yeah. You know, which is a beautiful thing in itself because you got so many artists out there who do that, you know, and not saying it is wrong or it's a bad thing,
yeah.
But it just makes your life easier.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You could sit back and just hit riffs, and those riffs could turn into the actual track.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Without having to go back and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So when I was listening to that, I was like, man, this guy. I said, Sean, you got something here, man. Rissell, you got something.
Man, that's love.
Work it. Work it.
Yeah.
Work it. Yeah. The next time you come in here, we want you to say, yo, check it out. I'm getting ready to fly to New York, and we playing on Madison Square Garden,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We get ready to go over here to the PNC Arena, yo.
Yeah,
know what I mean?
In due time. It's definitely coming, though.
That's what I'm talking about. Definitely doing coming. Some big, big things.
Yeah.
So, yes.
For real.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah, well,
the Mixcloud is asking about the song. They want to know where they can get it.
Alright, well yeah, it's on all platforms. It's called King of Hearts. And Rissell's RISSELL. And I got a new EP out too called Play My Hand. So, you know, wherever you go, whatever platform you go on, you're gonna see all that. You know, just check me out. Cool, I appreciate the love though.
Yes, yes. We will definitely support you. For sure, man. And but like I said, I definitely want when you were doing Melodies.
Right.
Tell me about that process. And for example, the reason I want you to explain that process is because I'm going to tell the audience to do something right now so that you can visualize this man's process when he was doing it. While you're listening to him, I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes and listen to the whole process as he's bringing it together. And then think about the music that you just heard and how that whole thing came together.
Okay, so yeah, with Melodies, that was more of a sensual, it was very sensual type of song. So I named the EP King of Hearts because I wanted to evoke every type of emotion. You know what I'm saying? So I got seven songs up there, so it's seven different vibes up there. But I definitely wanted to get a sensual vibe on melodies, you know, warm, you know, cozy type of song like that. So
yeah, think about it. He said he wanted to spark emotion. He wanted to spark warmth.
Yeah.
What does that sound like, ladies? That sounds like the chill zone, don't it? See what I'm saying? That's why he's a good fit for this, y'all.
100%.
He's a good fit. You know, make sure you guys support Rizzell. Get out there, check him out. Look at King of Hearts. Check out all his other EPs that'll be attached when you bring up that particular one. And just help this man succeed and do what it is that he wants to do. And guess what? There's an ROI on that, return of investment on that, because you helping him, and then he's bringing you sensual music that later on may get you nice and warm, get you in the mood, and get you to having a little bit of fun. How about that?
Exactly.
You heard it first right here on the Chill Zone. With your man DJ Square Knot and
your girl Lady J, the smooth operator. Y'all already know how we do it. And I don't know why Square Knot getting so nasty this early, but we got company, so we got to show off a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Melody.
Yeah,
get into it. We got to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
So I know you guys, we've been had you here for a little bit, but before that, before I let you go, I want to make sure you share all your platforms, share all your social media, share everything.
Okay.
Every type of contact that you want us to be able to contact you, including Sean's information as well, the whole deal. We want to make sure that we can get you, how to book you, if you got a website, the whole deal.
Okay. Well, social media or Instagram is _Rizzell, R-I-S-S-E-L-L. Twitter, it's the same thing. Facebook is Rizzell. You can look me up there too. TikTok, Rizzell Music. You know, basically just type in Rizzell, you'll find me. You know what I'm saying? You can Google me too. And anything, King of Hearts on all platforms, Play My Hand on all platforms. I have a bunch of singles, like just spread out all over all the platforms as well. So just check me out, man. You know.
Well, you know, we already there here at the Chill Zone.
Yeah.
And any new music, bro, let me tell you, any new music. I already talked to Sean about getting your DJ service pack, which your DJ service pack, of course, that's your cleans, your dirties, your instrumentals, your bio, all of that information. Send it all. I already gave him the email address to drop it anytime.
Okay.
Once you have got it to the point where it's released to market, send it to us, and we got your back.
That's
we
love.
Got your back.
That's
man.
Love. I appreciate it.
Because, you know, you are worthy, sir. You are worthy, sir. And I really, really appreciate the fact that we are able to support Lady J. You can't see. I can see her smiling through that mask.
So. I smile with my eyes.
Yeah, I see it.
Yes, yes. So let me tell you. And
thank you.
See, when I sent it to her, Lady J, tell them what you said when I sent it to you.
I said that old nasty song. Now, listen,
yeah.
That song, I immediately was like, oh, yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Definitely. I mean, it's a vibe. It's definitely a vibe. It is just something to enjoy. You don't have to be, you know, at certain times you think, well, younger people, older people. I'm considerably older than you, and I was still vibing. I'm going to tell
timeless.
You, I was definitely timeless.
Yeah.
Definitely a hit. Looks like Facebook, we don't have Facebook, but looks like the Mixcloud is definitely enjoying it. I saw fires. I saw flames.
Yeah.
Everybody's wondering where they can grab a copy. So they took the words out of our, when we first heard it, we were jamming.
I appreciate
and,
it.
And it's definitely being received. So good job.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So before we let you go, do you have any other information you want to put out there? I know you shared information about your girlfriend.
Right.
Is there any other things, any other endeavors that you're stepping into that you want us to know about?
Yeah. I'm working on a trucking business. So working on getting my first truck.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, I already got the, you know, everything set up for it. KOH Logistics.
Okay.
King of Hearts, of course.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you know,
I was, I heard, I got
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So you
making sure you get the hearts, get them, let them know about them hearts all the way down the road,
all the way through, all the way through. Global.
Yes, global. Indeed, indeed.
But yeah. Also, like I said, her business is Queens VA Virtual Assistant. You know, she set appointments, stuff like that. Anything you need virtually done, you know, handle messages. Posts and stuff like that. Also, she has another credit repair business as well.
Gotcha.
Bright Credit Consultants.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. We really appreciate you. And I love the fact that you are a powerful artist, but you're also an entrepreneur.
100%.
So you're working it around full circle. And let me tell you, it's always good to be able to work those vibes because you have multiple streams of income. Because when one is down, the other one is up. You know what I mean?
Steady coming through.
Steady coming through. So, you know, and that's what I call, when I used to tell my son, you have to learn how to make a way.
Yeah.
Right? And you cut your own lane, you know? You cut your own lane, do what you got to do to excel in life. And then once you're able to sit back and relax and reap the benefits, it's all
it's
good because you done put in the work.
Exactly.
You done put in the work. So that's a beautiful thing, man. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yes,
it is truly, truly a pleasure. Truly a pleasure to meet you, my brother. And like I say, the Chill Zone, we got you. We're here. Yes.
It's the honest mind, man. I really appreciate y'all letting me come through.
Yes. Yeah. And you come through anytime. Like I say, let us know. And we'll get it on the books and we'll do what we got to do.
No problem.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, indeed. Right here on Oak 93.5, this is your man, DJ Square Knot. And we got the one, the only,
Lady J, the Smooth Operator. And y'all already know.
And we're right here on the Chill Zone. And you know what? We got to go back into that Rizelle joint one more time. You know what I'm saying? Ladies.
Where you at, ladies? This is Melody by Rizelle.
Yes, we getting ready to land here shortly. Yes. And everybody want to give you a hand clap as well, too. Yes, we have just touched ground. The limbo is coming up here shortly. We're going to go ahead on and debark. And then after that, we're going to head on back to the studio and do what we do best right here on the Chill Zone with your man, DJ Square Knot, and Lady J, the Smooth Operator on Oak 93.5. Yes. Melodies. My man, Rizell. Salute.
Salute it, dog.
Make your heart sing.
We got some comments before you leave, Roselle. Jolly 1111 said, "Thank you for blessing us with your gift." Beautiful song. That's Jolly 1111 is in the building. She said, "Thank you." Regards and respect from Jane Udell. So you got some love in there.
You gotta
break. Siobhan said respect. AMW definitely agreed. She said tank. She agreed.
Yeah,
that's AW Miracle.
That's wifey right there. Yeah. And I got her feeling it. Yes.
Yvette Corbett said, "I love that song." D.E. Side put some flames up. So you just, they jamming, definitely.
Cool beans. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Well, it's all good, but like I said, anytime. Yes, yes. Indeed, indeed.
Thank you again. You're welcome, sir. You're welcome.
See, we got Shay Williams checking us out on Facebook. What's up, Shay? I see our whole Facebook family hanging in there. Darnisha Wright hanging in there. What's up, y'all? Y'all enjoying the melody?
Yeah, we just come over here to the mic real quick and just take us on out real quick. Take us on out real quick, Sean. My man, this is the manager right here. He just want to say, take us out. You know, tell us again anything else you want us to know about Russell and what you guys are getting ready to do and where you're getting ready to go from here, and we'll take it there.
Okay, listen out for Russell. He's streaming on all platforms. Just type in RISSELL, and it'll pull up, you know, his catalog. Right now, we got an artist development deal with Authentic Empire out of Atlanta. We're working on putting a new project together for future shopping for majors. That's basically what we're doing with Russell. We have a whole management company and a huge showcase coming up on October the 30th. You'll get to see him live. So everybody come out to Visions Cigar and Talent Room out in Garner.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we appreciate you too, man.
Thank you, my brother.
And we will see you soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Nothing but a pleasure.
Indeed, indeed. Well, you guys have a good night. And we will chat with you soon. We back on the ground. We back in the limo. And we headed back to the studio. It's been great. It's been awesome. Yes, yes, yes. And again, right here on the Chill Zone with your man, DJ Square Knot. And the lovely
Lady J, the Smooth Operator. We just enjoyed a wonderful interview. Up and coming artist. You hear him in the background. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That just fits real good. I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of something that just fits. How about that? That just fits. Just fits. We can put this right here with, we can put this with the one, the only. Like I said, I'm keeping it women for you. Keeping it all with the women for you. Yes, indeed. Miss Jill Scott. Yes, my man Russell. He could definitely be in that neo soul vibe, just sitting right there snapping. That's why I played Jill Scott, because I think she's the queen of neo soul. Yes, indeed. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. He's sitting there. Tank on one side, Jill Scott on the other. Yes.
Definitely a vibe, and definitely I can feel that neo soul feel to him, definitely. I see JD Gafflin checking in on the Mixed Cloud. What's up, JD? What's up?
And if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you. There's power in them roads.